Even with a huge Democratic wave across the country this November, in Florida, Republicans had no trouble holding their big majorities in the Senate and House. Three Florida seats turned over in the U.S. House, but one of those was held by a scandal-plagued Democrat, Tim Mahoney. In the presidential race, Barack Obama won the state handily, but his momentum didn't extend to state contests. That's because the districts have been gerrymandered to favor incumbents, which in Florida are heavily Republican. In the 90s, when Democrats controlled Tallahassee, it was the exact opposite. Some activists are now trying to ensure that the legislature follows specific guidelines when they next redraw district lines in 2012. Ben Wilcox is executive director with Common Cause Florida, one group trying to get two different amendments in the ballot in 2010 to address the problem.
We're going to leave the responsibility for drawing the districts with the legislature, but what we're going to do is put standards in the Constitution that dictate how these districts are going to be drawn. And we have two petitions. One deals with congressional districts, the other deals with legislative districts, but both of them do pretty much the same thing. And they would put these standards in the Constitution, and the standards would say, number one, districts shall not be drawn to protect incumbents or political parties. Number two, districts shall not be drawn to deny racial or ethnic minorities the ability to participate in the political process and elect one of their own. And number three, districts, as much as possible, will be compact and will respect local political boundaries like city and county lines.
Earlier this month, Californians voted on a similar measure. The vote is so close right now that the votes are being recounted, but it appears it may actually win. The initiative was supported by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and would have a citizens' commission draw such district lines. But the measure being sponsored by the League of Women Voters and Common Cause of Florida would not give the job to an independent board, but instead leave it in the hands of the legislature. WMNF asked Ben Wilcox of Common Cause why.
We have supported that concept of having an independent commission in the past. We just made the determination this time that due to the fact that to pass a constitutional amendment in Florida, you have to have a 60% vote, and we did some polling around, you know, the idea of creating an independent commission, and it polled at about 60% in favor. But, you know, we anticipate that the legislature and probably the Republican Party, since they are in control of the redistricting process, will try to attack this constitutional amendment once it's on the ballot. And it could very, very well reduce the support below the 60% threshold. But the when we did polling around the standards polled incredibly high, like 75%.
The proposal has a strong support of Florida Democrats. If the measures get on the ballot, opposition from at least some Republicans who could see their influence diminished is to be expected. But Common Cause's Ben Wilcox says his group isn't doing this as a way to carry water for the Dems.
You know, this is an issue that Common Cause has been working on for 30 years. And, you know, back when we were working on it in the 80s and 90s, Republicans were our main supporters. But it seems like, you know, our allies are more the Democrats. But it's just a case of it's a power issue. Whoever's in power at the time is going to want to use the redistricting process, you know, to help themselves. And, you know, the real victims in the whole thing are the voters that live in these distorted districts that, you know, in some cases stretch from one side of the state to the other.